first of all, many congratulations on being selected to represent Wales in this year's Commonwealth Games.
Thank you very much.
How did you feel when you found out?
I received a phone call off Andy Hughes, who's our academy manager, and I was just relaxing before training, actually, and I had the phone call, and he said, what are you doing in April? And so I burst into tears, to be honest. I just couldn't believe it. It's something I've waited for all my athletics career, is to realise all my hard work sort of paid off.
What will it mean to you to put on that Welsh vest?
It'll mean everything, like the amount of sacrifice I've given for the sport, and this is my life. To wear a Welsh vest is going to be really special, especially doing it in Australia as well, where all my family are going to go out to support me, and my brother lives in Australia as well, which is going to be great. He's never seen me race as well, so it'll be the first time, especially wearing the Welsh vest as well. I want to go out there and perform to the best of my ability. It's fair to say I'd like to win a medal. Going out there not believing I'll win a medal would be the wrong thing to do.
You've had Christian Malcolm now as your coach for 1.5 years. Describe that relationship.
Christian is brilliant. I was a bit starstruck meeting him, to be honest. I remember our first session and he shook my hand, and Christian is full of banter and full of jokes, so he instantly made me feel at ease, and you know, our relationship has grown so much over the 1.5 years, and he's not just guided me on track but off track as well. He's made me a better athlete technically and a better athlete off the track, so I'm a lot more prepared mentally for what I'm about to face. He's able to do adapt sessions for me if needed, and as I say, he's my coach and my mentor and friend as well.
What would you say have been your major achievements or highlights in athletics so far?
I think my biggest achievement to date is probably winning a World Junior Silver Medal in Colorado Springs in the US back in 2011. Also as well, I think when I've competed in the Diamond League in Birmingham, and I was lucky enough to share the track with Mo Farah, one of his races, so, and I think there's about 30,000 in the crowd, so to experience that atmosphere was incredible.
What would you say are your main aims or long-range goals in the future for you in athletics?
Obviously is to go to Gold Coast and do the best that I possibly can, and said I'd love to win a medal, of course. There's also the Europeans this year as well, which I'd love to be selected for, which would be my first senior GB vest as well. But then long term, again, it's got to be Tokyo 2020. You know, everything I do, it gears up for a Paralympic Games, and my dream is to be a Paralympian, and that's what I aim to do.
Going back to when you first started out, how did you first get into the sport, and where did you start?
I sort of really fell into athletics years ago. Now, growing up, for me, sport wasn't necessarily competitive. Like, I started to play sport just to fit in. It's something all my friends did, and so being a disabled boy, so all I wanted to do was just to fit in, and the boys played football, so I played football. I didn't necessarily enjoy it, but I did it because everyone else did it, and it made me feel a part of something. And I realised I didn't struggle playing football, but like anything over the head, it was just everyone's going past me. Thought, okay, right, so let's get fast. So I went onto my local athletics track and just started at my athletics then, and a year on from that, I didn't really know anything with disability sport, and then some an opportunity came about of working with Disability Sport Wales Academy. Went for like a talent ID day, and that's where really the journey started.
Who would you say has been your main inspiration through your athletics career?
I think my main inspiration has been my dad. He's pushed me so much over the years. I've had a bit of a rough ride over the years, and there's been a few near misses where I haven't quite made it to, you know, London 2012 and European champs in Swansea, which it hurt, and it's sometimes quite hard to pick yourself back up after being dejected, and you know, I put so much effort, I give my life to the sport, and you know, when it doesn't go your way, sometimes it's hard, and so you need to have like people like my father around me to believe in me and to understand, you know, what I'm going through, and just to continue to push me on to achieve what I want to do, and you know, if it wasn't for him, I definitely wouldn't be where I am now.